with Lisa Jane Ashes, who is at Lisa Jane Ashes on Twitter. Lisa, you are one of the linchpins of the Pedigree movement, I think, aren't you? You're one of the linchpins.
Hopefully, yeah.
Can you tell us how you came to all this and how you've been involved and what you're doing today?
Absolutely, yeah. First came across Pedigree on Twitter, and I think it was Kenny asked me to just hashtag Pedigree Friday. And I love a bit of Pedigree Friday because it's just teachers sharing ideas. It's fantastic. And it's for everybody as well. So it's not just kind of teachers that really know what they're doing. It's teachers that just love learning. And they asked me to come up to Pedigree in Scotland and present there. And I did. And it was the most amazing day. It was just positive teachers talking positively about learning. And I was hooked completely. So they've asked me to bring Pedigree to England. And I think it's taken off in a big way. And obviously Helen's helping out with that as well. So fantastic.
Yeah, it always seems to start with a few people up in a pub in Scotland. Teach Me did as well. It's always the same, isn't it? Yeah, and it's spreading. What I like about Pedigree, though, that I've sort of noticed, and I'm asking people to sort of differentiate between Teach Me and Pedigree, it seems that Pedigree is more of a considered teaching and learning reflective thing that you can have a longer, deeper conversation about.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's the organisation that goes into it slightly different. So Teach Me tends to be anybody can turn up, any idea goes. Pedigree is more you can book into a session beforehand, and so you're really getting something that you want to listen to as well. So it's slightly different in the organisation.
Yeah, and the other main difference to point to people out there that I've noticed today is that you get different people coming, more secondary, more to do with subject specialists or people who are in senior management, and also people looking at trying to fill it out the good pieces of teaching and learning that are out there. So even if you're, I was talking to a history teacher today, she said, I'm coming, but I don't necessarily have to be about history. It's about the teaching and learning and the sort of dialogue, if you want, around that.
Absolutely. Well, the session that I'm presenting is Manglish, and it is actually about the whole curriculum coming together, because at the end of the day, the pupils are going into all of our lessons. So, you know, it's all about the learning, really, rather than just the subject. Subject knowledge is hugely important, but they need to be good learners. So, yeah, absolutely agree that it's about the learning. And at the Pedigree events, you tend to have ideas that can go cross-curricular, which is obviously helpful.
And the other thing I've noticed is that as I follow Pedigree, there's a lot of people who've got really good blogs. It's almost impossible trying to follow them all now, but they're almost a bit like sort of reflections on day-to-day, week-to-week teaching or good ideas or good thoughts on. Can you tell us a bit about your blog and what you do on yours?
Yeah, so on my blog, it's mostly if I have a lesson where I think there's a brilliant idea that's kind of worked, then I'll reflect on it. And it's written almost in lesson format, so it's really easy to copy, because I think, you know, if something worked, take it out there. And I think that's what most people do as well. It's not just writing about it for the sake of writing about it. It's here's an idea, let's take it out there. And it's mainly English focused, mine, but it's, again, as you said before, it's about kind of ideas that you can take across the curriculum. But I might have a poetry lesson on there. I might have a lot of solo taxonomy on there, like talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd only come across solo recently, and it's just fascinating to see the whole thing spread and everyone talk about it and look at it and all different people come in and actually spread the word on good practice. How do you see the whole Pedigree movement evolving?
I'm hoping that it doesn't go too big, and I don't mean too big as in lots of people involved. I mean as in becoming something that is not like the originals. The original is about it's fun, it's not. It's not just for people who know what they're talking about. It's for everybody. It's for all teachers, by teachers, for teachers. So I hope that it takes off around the world. That'd be fantastic. But I do hope that it keeps to that core of being... I can just see people in the background. keeping to that core of it just being about sharing ideas. And
authenticity.
Yeah, being for everybody. And I hope that more people hear about it. I know that it was going over to Australia recently and hopefully America, which is fantastic, but just keeping that core focus of being by teachers for teachers.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.